Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is formula weight calculations. Before we get started, you're going to need a periodic chart, a calculator, and pencil and paper. Stop the recording if needed to go get your supplies. And it's okay. I'll wait. Calculating a formula weight is one of those simple fundamental skills that we're going to use all year in chemistry. Fortunately, it's pretty simple, so I think after this podcast and a little practice on your own, you'll be just fine. We are going to work through some examples. We're going to start with some simple ones and work through to more complicated problems. So with your periodic chart ready, let's take a look at that first. All periodic charts, no matter which one you have, is going to have the element symbol. That'll be obvious. Then there's going to be a number, how the periodic chart is ranked. So if you look up at hydrogen in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a big number 1. And then you look over and helium is number 2. Lithium right below hydrogen is 3, beryllium 4, and so on. That's an important number, the atomic number. More about that in a later podcast, but that's not the number we need right now. We need the decimal number. So if you look at boron, and you'll see it's 10.811. Different charts round a little bit differently, but it's going to be quite close. Carbon, 12.01, and so on. That's the formula mass of the element, and that's what we want to use. So let's start off with lead. Lead is element 82. We look down and we see that it is 207.2 grams. Grams is an acceptable unit for formula weight. We could use grams per mole as well. A side point before we get too involved in this is, while I call it formula weight, that is a more generic heading for this. You will see atomic weight, and that would be used for an atom like lead, so we could say the atomic weight of lead is 207.2. You'll hear formula weight or formula mass. That's because it's a compound. So water, carbon dioxide, those are going to have formula weights. If you accidentally mix them up, I think people will still know what you're talking about, but it's good to get it correct. Formula weight being just the generic overall term. Let's go to another compound. Let's try sodium chloride. And so we look up the weight of sodium. We see that it's 22.989. I'm going to call that 23. From your class notes, recall that we're allowed to round within 3/100ths, 0.03 of a weight for simplification. We look up chlorine and it's 35.45. We add those two up and we get the formula weight for sodium chloride to be 58.45 grams per mole. All right, let's go to another one. 3CaO. All right, calcium, element 20, has a weight of 40.08. Oxygen is 16. We add those up, we get 56.08. Now, you might be thinking that I said 3CaO. And so that's our first little trick that we have to be aware of. The coefficient does not affect the formula weight. The formula weight is the mass of a molecule. The fact that we have more than one molecule doesn't change the weight of the individual item. So we ignore the coefficient. We ignore the 3. Does the total weight of 3 calcium oxide molecules weigh more than the weight of 1? Well, of course it does. But the formula weight of the molecule itself is of a single molecule, in this case 56.08 grams. Now, let's try water, H2O. We look up the weight of hydrogen. We see that it's 1, but we have to take note that there are 2 hydrogen atoms in water. And so it's 2 times 1, or 2. The total weight of hydrogen in that compound is 2. Oxygen is 16. 16 and 2, 18 grams. The next, Fe3O4. Fe3O4. Iron weighs 55.85 grams. We have three of them in this compound. The molecule is comprised of three individual iron atoms making up this compound. 3 times 55.85, 167.55. 4 oxygens, 4 times 16, 64. We get an overall weight of 231.55 grams. All right. Now we're going to try something a little bit more difficult. We're going to do strontium nitrate, SR, parentheses NO3, parentheses 2. So with our chart, we look up strontium, we get 87.62 grams. We look up nitrogen and oxygen to make up the nitrate. 3 oxygens is 48. 1 nitrogen is 14. So we get 62, and we multiply that by 2 because it's 2 nitrate ions in this compound. We add that to the strontium, and we get 211.62 grams. Well, there is another way to do this, and that is you could do each atom individually. So you would have a strontium, the 87.62. We look and we have 2 nitrate groups, each group having 1 nitrogen atom. So that would be 28, 2 times 14. And then we see we have 6 oxygen atoms, 3 in a group and 2 groups. That would be 96. We add all those up, 211.62 grams. The next compound, 5 Fe parentheses OH parentheses 3, 5 iron 3 hydroxides. Well, for that we get 106.85. So when you work that out, I hope that's what you got. Remember, we ignore the 5. We concentrate on 1 iron atom and 3 hydroxide groups. 106.85. The last one that we're going to do here is in a relatively obscure group of chemicals. You don't see these too often, but they're out there. And actually, we'll probably do a lab with these at some point. They're called hydrates, and they have water molecules actually attached to the molecule. So for CuSO4, then a raised dot, like a big period, 5H2O, copper sulfate pentahydrate, or copper 2 sulfate pentahydrate. Well, we look up copper sulfate, and we get 249.61 grams. Copper, 1 sulfur, 4 oxygens. Now, the water molecules are actually attached to the copper sulfate. It's not a separate entity. That molecule contains 5 waters. So we take the weight of 5 waters, which is 90. We already figured out water was 18 times 5, got 90. And we add them together. That raised dot is not multiplication, it's addition. So we get 159.61 for the copper sulfate, 90 for the water, and the total weight of our copper 2 sulfate pentahydrate is 249.61 grams. Practice this simple but crucial chemistry skill, and it will help your grade throughout the year. It's something that we do in each chapter. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of formula weight calculations. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.